It's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Welcome to hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show, live here in Los Angeles, California, on the Roku channel, free on all Roku devices, select Samsung Smart TV, Amazon Fire TVs, all of them, the Roku app, and the RokuChannel.com. We say hello to our terrestrial radio audience, Sirius XM and Odyssey, all listening in at once. We say hello to you. Zay Flowers of Boston College, one of the top receivers available in the draft, will be joining us in about 20 minutes' time. The actress Betsy Brandt from Life in Pieces and, of course, Breaking Bad, and a couple cameos in Better Call Saul. She's in our green room right now for a third-hour appearance. She's in a new show on Hulu called Saint X. She'll be here. We just had a good chat with Jim Jackson about the NBA playoffs. We're about to do the same with one of the all-time greats, eight-time All-Star, joining us from Las Colinas, Texas, from Irving, Texas, at the Las Colinas Country Club. We talked about this golf tournament that's on the Golf Channel all week long, the second annual Invited Celebrity Classic. We talked about it with John Smoltz yesterday, Joe Carter. Today it is Vince Carter here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you doing, Vince? How you been?
Rich, how you doing, man? All is well. Can't complain. You know, out here trying to be a pretend golfer.
Okay.
Going well.
How is your golf game, Vince?
No, it's pretty good. You know, since this retired life, I've had a chance to work on the handicap a little bit. So, you know, down to single digits. But single digits means nothing when you're playing with these guys.
Which guys you talking about? The scratch, the scratcher, the baseball players. Is that what you're saying? The baseball player?
The pros, the real pros.
Oh, the real pros.
The real pros. I mean, you go out here and you see, you get humbled. Golf is a humbling sport in itself, but of course, it's just it's a great opportunity to be out here and kind of to see where you are and where you need to be, or where you think you are and where you really need to be if you want to consider yourself a very good golfer.
Who's the best basketball playing stick you know of?
Oh man, I'm gonna say Ray Allen probably is right there. Either Ray Allen or Steph is out there.
Steph.
You know, Ray is very good.
Steph or Ray Allen. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jordan, have you played with Jordan, Vince?
I've never played with Mike, though.
That's why you still have your money. That's why you still have your money. Is that what you're saying, Vince?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I know. I'm smart, man. I know to stay away.
Okay. Very good. It's kind of, speaking of Carolina, Vince, I mean, it's funny. When I left for work today, my wife, who I met at in ESPN in the newsroom, she says to me, "Who do you got on the show today?" I mentioned Vince Carter. And she said to me, every time I hear Vince's name, I think of Stuart Scott. And I said the same thing. I swear to you, it's the same thing. Because she was there, you know, when Stu and I were doing shows together.
Right.
And I just knew the way he felt about you. And if I'm not mistaken, was he delivered the commencement address at the graduation you walked at, right?
Graduation, correct. He sure did. Made for an unbelievable day, you know, so it's just... It gives me chills, man, just thinking about it because, you know, it was leading up to it and you know, obviously the controversy, if you would, behind it, it was, like, all worth it. Now, I remember being in the back prior to walking out, and he walks through, and we sat there and had a 10-15-minute conversation. Of course, it's always about Carolina and, you know, our love for Carolina, but, like, you know, him just talking about, man, this is great for the culture. This is I just remember, this is great for the culture, man. This is going to do a lot. This is, like, this is something kids can look up to you about more so than basketball. You know, just this, you know, Stuart's heart was unbelievable when he just saw the big picture, and he was right. I mean, it made that day a lot better, regardless of the results. You know, I missed the game-winning shot that night, but, you know, I still sit and think about that conversation, him walking in, just, you know, his smile, and just like, my brother, dude, what's going on? And, you know, just going into a great conversation.
Did he, because again, you know, you walked on the day, right? No, it's the playoffs.
That morning, 9.
Clearly, yeah. Right? And so the walk me through the decision you did make on that day, Vince, where you decided, you know what, I'm graduating and I'm going to walk just like everybody else. Doesn't matter what I do professionally, right?
Rich, I come from a family of educators, and you know, I was taught to be a student athlete, not an athlete student. Regardless of this business that I'm in where I make a lot of money, yes. And the one thing I did, I made sure the night before commencement, I went to every – well, 2 days prior, I went to every staff member and player. And if you would, I asked for their permission. I kind of let them know about what I wanted to do, what I planned to do, how my itinerary, how everything was going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a problem with that? And I went face to face with every person, and that's kind of what it was. And every person's like, hey, I respect it. That's fine. As long as you're going to be, you know, back in time for, our game. You know, that's important to us. I know it's important to you, but this is important.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Sorry. This is important to us. So I was like, cool. Everybody said something. And, you know, there's a couple of players, once I get to Chapel Hill that night before, had something to say, and then all of a sudden didn't like it or whatever. I was just like, well, I gave you the opportunity. You said to my into my face, like, yes, go for it. Well, you know, great moment, but make sure you're back in time. So that was kind of the frustrating side of it. Nevertheless, go through it. All of that, like I said, with Stu and graduate, it was a proud moment. And I will do it again. And I said that at that time, I would do it again if this situation ever happened, because every person got their opportunity to walk across that stage. So for those who felt like, oh, yeah, you're rich, you could just, you know, pay for it, you could buy your degree, like, but you didn't. You walked across the stage to receive yours, just like, you know, I want to do. So, and then got on the plane. The one thing that people don't know is that I had a private plane. Matter of fact, we had a private plane and we had a backup plane just in case that plane broke down for whatever reason. So there was no delay. By the way, who's playing? I went with the owner of the team who was there at my commencement. You know, so I had his support, and he wanted to make sure I got back. But the funny thing about it, Rich, is that not only did I walk, I got back to Philadelphia in time,
mm-hmm.
and I was the first person in our walkthrough meeting. So when the team, the players, the coaches walked in, I was already in there chilling, waiting for everybody to come in for us to go through our walkthrough in the hotel. So it was just a lot said, and the story goes, you know, this, that, and the fourth, and will he be back on time? I was back before our 12 o'clock walkthrough and was able to go through everything like normal.
And the 22-year anniversary of that's coming up in a couple of weeks. That was May 10th when you walked. Yeah, man. And just before we put a button on this, because it May 20th. Yeah, so, pardon me, yeah. My glasses. I should take them off for some little distance. May 20th. It's coming up. It's coming up 22 years on that, Vince. So just before we put a button on this, what was Stewart's speech? He was so proud of it, by the way. He was so psyched.
Man,
he was so jacked. But what did he tell the kids? What did he tell you and everyone else on that day?
One of the things I remember that stuck with me, it was to go for it. Don't be afraid to go for it. And I think that's what, you know, put a button, if you would, on it for me. It's like I didn't question my decision, but I felt even better about it because I felt like that message, he was talking directly to me. Don't be afraid to go for what you believe in and you know, hold your head up high. And that's what I did, man. I made my decision. I spoke with everybody. I did everything the right way. All the people that it mattered to on my side of the family, on you know, the other side of the organization, which was my job, I made sure everybody was kind of in the loop and understood if they had a problem with it or not. So I dotted the I's and crossed the T's, and I did my thing, and I was there. And I had the greatest opportunity to graduate and then hit the game winner to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. Obviously, I didn't make it, but, man, like I said, I would do it again. And it was his inspiration and motivation that really made me feel even better about going through that process.
Vince Carter here on the Rich Eisen Show. And now, you know, you and ESPN, right? It's pretty cool,
yeah.
Vince, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Stewart, again, I'd love talking about Stewart. He's been gone way too long, but he would freak out that you're working at ESPN right now.
Right.
He would lose his mind. He would lose his mind, Vince. He would lose it.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So before I send you out to the golf course, let's do some of the analyzing right here on the show. Is it safe to say that the Clippers can't beat the Suns without Kawhi?
I'm going to say yes. It's safe to say. I think Kawhi is in a great place. He's playing great basketball, and that was a huge void. I mean, I think Russ and others, you know, they did it by committee, but like the way Kawhi is playing, and the way he played in Game One, is a huge loss. I mean, you can't make up the loss for, you know, Kawhi and PG. You need one or the other. You don't have both, it's just going to make it tough for the Clippers.
And then the Kings-Warriors series, we saw Draymond out, and the Warriors took care of business at home. Just kind of feel Draymond comes back, game four, it'll be an emotional lift for the Warriors there. And that one goes, what do you think? Does Warriors-Kings go seven, or you just think the Kings?
I really do. I mean, it's just it's whoever can win on whose home home floor first, is in my mind, is the key. We got to see. I mean, I think it was understood. Everybody knew the Golden State Warriors, you know, would struggle on the road, but the Golden State Warriors at home would kick butt. I mean, that's how it's been all season. So, you know, obviously they say they can switch the light, the switch, but, you know, so far, so, you know, it's going the way we all thought. You know, everybody will take care of their business at home.
And, you know, you had, if I'm not mistaken, two career playoff games of 40 points or more, which means only twice you would have earned Dylan Brooks' respect, Vince, right?
I know.
What do you think? What do you think of that?
I guess I would have had to put 40 on him once, though, for that to be the case. He's like, you have to score 40 on him, so, you know.
I kind of go back and forth on that one. I understand you got to speak stuff into existence and feel and believe, but, I mean – man, I mean, that's LeBron James you're talking about like that.
And Rich, I'm like, you know, but, you know, I feel like you have to account for those games that, you know, maybe somebody had a good game against him and they didn't need 40 because the game's already over and out of hand. You know, so it's a lot to account for. I have appreciation for, you know, for him and his confidence.
Yes.
You know, sometimes it's just, you know. Yeah, you know, everybody's like, "Don't poke the bear," but you know, you just want to go out there, just do your job. Like, let your actions speak. And he, you know, he's letting his actions speak, but also he's doing it verbally. And you know, it can get you in trouble sometimes. It can get you in trouble.
All right. So before I send you out on the course, Vince, who do you have in the finals and winning it all?
I have no idea now. I don't know. It's like at one point I thought Milwaukee was playing the best basketball, and I thought they would be the ones. And you know, you got to get Giannis back, but I still think Milwaukee can do it. And in the West, it's a crapshoot. I just it's easy to say Milwaukee Suns, and I'm going to stick with that until we talk again, hopefully before where I have an opportunity to change my mind if need be.
All right, so who are you playing with first round of this Classics, the Invited Celebrity Classic? What are you playing with?
The only guy I know is Kirk Triplett. They put me with three pros, so I was just like, no, this is not right. This is not right. This is not right.
Yeah, come on, you're Vince Carter. That's it. How about that?
Yeah, I understand that, but give me the second day, not the first day.
Okay. Well, you got to get out there.
Okay.
Hit him straight. Buckle to the hole.
Right,
great chatting with you. If you're ever in LA, just please, I'd love to see you. I'd love to have you here, Vince. Thank you.
For sure.
Thanks again. That's Vince Carter, the one and only, at Mr. Vince Carter 15 on Twitter and Instagram, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And you can check out the action today all the way through Sunday at Las Colinas Country Club and Irving, Texas, live on the Golf Channel, all 3 days of competition. I just smile, that's all.
I see.
Fun stuff with Vince right there. Can you imagine if somebody today said, I'm going to, on the day of my playoff game, walk at graduation?
I mean, it caused a ruckus back then.
It sure did.
And we didn't have social media like we did today.
It sure did.
Everybody's one and done these days, Rich. No one graduates.
That
right.
Boy.
Also
look
a very
at
good
you
point, Chris.
Being, I, that was just a segment filled with heart and soul, and Chris just took that pin and popped it with something called truth. I don't appreciate it.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
What he did is Vince Carter dunked on it.
Yeah. Yes.
You were my Frederick Weiss.
Yes.
The French pastry, as he was known in New York City. Frederick Weiss.
Yank him.
Wow, I haven't heard that name in a while. He's long since gone. I don't know about I don't know if you're aware. These current Knicks don't shine shoes no more.
By the way, Vince Carter, greatest dunker of all
time. They don't have a shine box
time?
Anymore. Vince Carter, greatest dunker of all time. How?
In game.
Well, was there an out of game? Or?
Yeah.
No, like slam dunk contest.
Well, that's a given, too. I think Vince Carter's the greatest dunker of all time.
In game, for sure.
Remember when Harold Miner was called Baby Jordan?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Won the dunk contest.
My gosh. The dunk contest. That's when the dunk contest was the dunk contest. That's when I was so proud of the fact that Kenny Skywalker won the dunk contest as a Knick. I was just so excited as a Knick fan. Oh, my God. A Knick won the slam dunk contest. Now I'd be like,
His flat top was proper that year,
Skywalker.
Kenny Skywalker.
Oh, yeah. All right, we will take a break. Zay Flowers will join us on this program. What's More Likely is coming up.
Hey.
And it's an NFL draft version of it?
All NFL draft.
I like it.
Let's go.
I like it a lot.
6 days out.
All right. We're right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Zay Flowers when we come back. Noble is a training brand for people who work hard and don't believe in excuses. Noble's performance footwear, apparel, and accessories are worn by some of the fittest athletes on earth and is now the official combine training partner of the NFL and the official on-field supplier of apparel and headwear for the NFL Scouting Combine. Head to www.nobleproject.com/NFL to see how Noble forever changed the NFL Combine and to shop football training essentials and more gear for your day-to-day workouts. Stay tuned to the Rich Eisen Show and keep your eyes on our Twitter feed and YouTube channel as I'm hosting a new segment sponsored by Noble called From the Combine to the Draft. I'll profile a few players' journeys from the physical and mental tests of the NFL Combine as we head towards the thrilling moment when the picks are announced in Kansas City during the draft. That's twitter.com/RichEisenShow and youtube.com/RichEisenShow. From the Combine to the Draft, sponsored by Noble. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quarter moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold. Great chat with Vince Carter. Already had one with Jim Jackson. Let's talk a little bit of NFL draft on this day next week. We'll have a lot of answers, won't we?
Oh, baby, will we ever.
We'll be getting ready for rounds 2 and 3. First round will be in the books.
Yep.
Oh, babe.
You'll have no sleep.
Yeah. It'll be great. And I'm assuming we'll hear the name Zay Flowers on night number one. That's for sure.
Good Hopefully chance. At 14th overall.
To the New England Patriots.
That would be fantastic.
Do you want to speak that into existence right now?
Wait a minute. Is this tampering?
It is not.
Okay, I'm asking.
How's it tampering?
He can't make his own pick.
Let me just tell you this.
I'm saying Chris is as a representative of the Patriots is all I'm saying.
No, he's not. He's a representative of Patriots Nation. And I can say this with certainty. If there's one person who does not care what Chris Brockman thinks, his name is Bill Belichick.
That is a fact. That is
all right.
100%.
So,
especially in the last couple months.
And speaking things into existence, that's what Dylan Brooks is trying to say right now. I'm not afraid of LeBron. He's old. You got to drop 40 on me for me to get my respect. I don't care who you are. So you got to speak things into existence. And Chris Brockman trying to speak Zay Flowers into existence as a New England Patriot. That's why we welcome in one of the best BC wide receivers in school history right here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Zay?
I'm good. How you doing?
Have you met with the Patriots?
I did meet with the Patriots. I went on the 30 visit.
Oh, you went on a 30 visit. What does a 30 yeah. visit with the Patriots look like? Walk me through that, Zay Flowers. What's it like?
It was actually fun. Coach Bill O'Brien, great coach. You know, we just went through some stuff and just tested my knowledge about football.
Yep.
And went through some stuff. I had a fun day. It was a fun day in New England.
So the Bill you met with was O'Brien, not Belichick?
Oh, I met with Coach Belichick, too. Ah,
on that 30 visit?
Yeah, way cooler in person. He looks serious on the TV, but cooler in person.
He is cooler in person. I agree with you. Where was it? In his office? Did you meet in the coach's office? Where'd you meet him?
Yeah, I met with him in his office. It was right after I came from the Raiders. I was kind of tired, took a red eye straight to him, and we had a great meeting.
Okay. What can you share? Like, what's it like being in Bill Belichick's office, Zay Flowers? What's that like?
Honestly, it was unbelievable. I'm like, damn, I'm like, and one of the greatest coaches ever. I'm like, in his office, and I'm meeting with him. So I just called my dad out. I'm like, yeah, I met Bill Belichick. I just enjoy my moment. I just enjoy all my visits, I'm just trying to enjoy everything that I can.
Does he have any trophies in there? What's he got in there?
A lot of trophies.
He's flexing. So he's flexing.
Yeah, kind of flexing, but
I hear you.
He's like humble about it, calm about it.
Okay. So where else did you went from Raiders to the Patriots? Who else did you visit with?
I went to Dallas, the Giants, the Bills, Baltimore, and the Titans.
Okay. Ooh. So where did you hook up with Mahomes, Zay? Where did that happen?
I would have been in Dallas. I was coming from the Titans. He shot me a text, and I was like, if I got a chance to throw with one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL, I got to take that chance. So I went out and threw with him.
Oh. So you just look down at your phone and it's a text from, is Mahomes already in your phone or did you say new phone, who it is? Did you do one to give one of those?
No, he just shot me a text and it was like Patrick Mahomes. And I was like, what the hell, Patrick Mahomes texted me? And then I seen it, he was like, you know, da, da, da. And I was like, oh, I'm out there ASAP.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. So why did he text you, do you think, Zay? I mean, did you ask him that?
Nah, I ain't asking no questions. I just told him I'm getting there ASAP.
So what was that like, that workout with Mahomes?
Like, I see why he do it in the games. Like, the ball is never not on target. It's always put in your chest. It's always right in front of you. And to have it like that, it made the game easier because you can just turn around and make a play because the ball, you know the ball going to be there. You just got to catch it.
Okay. And look, you've done this at a very high level for quite some time. Boston College, obviously. You're from Fort Lauderdale, and you've played at the top ranks in that world as well. But when you're catching your first pass, running your first route with Mahomes, was your heart thumping for something like that?
I wasn't thumping. I'm like, man, I do this every day. I'm just about to go out and do what I do.
I like it.
And I know it's going to be clean. I just catch the ball, give a little move after.
Okay.
Get my body warmed up. So I just treated it like a normal day.
Okay. I like that, Zay. You got to do that. You know, because my first thought would be, man, if there's one ball that can't hit the ground, it's this first one from Patrick Mahomes. And you're like, okay.
No ball ain't touched the ground that day.
Of course not. So I don't know. Are you aware, Zay Flowers, that you set off Chiefs Nation significantly with that workout, thinking that, all right, you're just going to be a Chief now? Are you aware of that?
Not really, man. Honestly, I don't really pay attention to a lot of stuff. I just do my work, hang out with my family, and just do what I do on a daily basis.
Okay. So you worked out with Mahomes in Dallas, and you went on those top 30 visits. Do you have any sense of who might take you and where at all?
Honestly, I got zero sense, but I'm just be blessed to be able to be taken whenever that name call and just go to work and try to help an organization to what they want.
Are you going to be in Kansas City?
I will be in Kansas City with my whole family, all 14 of us.
Hold on a second. Well, what's the number, 13 or 14?
It's 14. One of my brothers passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so you're going to get your family will be there all together. What do you think it's going to be like to hear your name called out by the commissioner of the NFL, Zay?
It's going to be unbelievable, but I work for this every day, so just to put in the work and see the results, it's going to be a blessing. And I know my family proud of me. I know my mom, my brother proud of me. So I just want to be with my family and just enjoy that time with them.
Okay. What's your mom's name, Zay?
My mom's name is Jackie.
Jackie. What do you think the moment's going to be like for Jackie, Zay?
My mom passed away too, unfortunately.
I'm sorry to hear that too. Okay. So what will you be thinking of then at that point in time then about your mom?
I got a necklace made of her. And I know she always with me. I know my brother always with me. So I know they're proud of what I'm doing, and I'm just ready to take the next step.
Okay. All right. This is going to be a big moment for you. No question about it. I'm very excited for you. Who's the player that you dreamt about when you were a kid, thinking, I want to be like him?
I love Steve Smith. My dad always told me about him when I was young. He like, be a dog like Steve Smith. Size don't matter. As long as you're a dog, you'll be okay.
Is Steve Smith aware of this?
Yeah, I met him a couple of times. I talked to him on the phone, talked to him in messages, and I told him, I let him know.
Huh. That is pretty cool. That is pretty cool that you get to meet somebody that you emulate and that you want to be like. And not many folks get to be that way. So that's pretty cool about
blessing,
that.
Man.
Do you have your fit all picked out for Kansas City?
Yeah, something simple, all business, something simple.
What do you mean?
It's not too much. It ain't flashy.
All right.
Just get in, enjoy my time with my family, and right as soon as I get home, get right back to work.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Zay, your name is being mentioned quite a bit by a bunch of fans who say you can fit my team. My friend Chris over here for the Patriots is exactly that person, right, Chris? You know?
Just stay at home. You went to Boston College. You don't even have to leave. You're already there.
That'd be great.
You already know what New England, you know, falls and winters are like. We need you.
That'll be great. Hey, if we can make it happen, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, he just spoke it into existence, and I think you did too, Zay. So congratulations in advance. I do hope we get to meet in person.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it for having me.
Of course. You got it, Zay. Be well and keep. I mean, who's next? A text from Tom Brady? Like, what else? I mean, what,
hey,
my goodness.
If you get a text from Tom Brady, I don't know what I'll do.
So you're in Belichick's office. You're getting texts from Mahomes saying work out. I mean, was anybody else working out with him, or were you the only receiver on that?
No, Travis Kelce. It was a lot of guys there. Travis Kelce, QJ, Quinn.
Okay.
Yeah, we were just there. We were just having fun, man, doing what we do.
Kelce. So do you share an agent? Is that why Mahomes reached out in a way, or just he just knew you were in town?
No, we don't share an agent. I guess he just wanted to work out, get some work.
Pretty cool. I like it. Well, congratulations on everything that's been going on with you over the past several weeks, months, and obviously years. I do hope to see you in Kansas City, and good luck to you. Let's do
yes,
this
sir.
Again.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
I'll see you out there.
Okay, very good. Stop by. I'll be on the NFL Network set. That is Zay Flowers right here on the
thank
Rich.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. That's Zay Flowers right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Nice kid. His mom passed away when he was 5, Chris. Is that the story?
Yeah, an unfortunate incident, but Zay is the fourth youngest of 13 kids. He has 9 brothers and 4 sisters in that family.
Wow.
Man.
And they'll all be in Kansas City. Fantastic.
It'll be a proud family, man.
Belichick's office.
Just trophies.
Trophies.
The thing is, you don't even have to mention them. They're just there. There's 6 of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're there.
The story in the NFL today, 5 suspended players for violating the gambling policy of the NFL, as if Calvin Ridley wasn't a warning sign to any players. And of the 5, Jameson Williams of the Detroit Lions. Everybody, you know, his first season was truncated by injury, and now his second one by suspension. 6 games. He didn't get the full year. C.J. Moore of the Lions and Quintez Cephas of the Lions, plus the Commanders' Shaka Tony, they got the indefinite suspension. That's at least 1 year. And Detroit's Stanley Berryhill are suspended 6 games. So they were found, their IP addresses or whatever, what have you, came from the locker room. They were able to see that it came from the facility, Chris? Is that the story here?
Yeah, so the story is that these guys were not betting on NFL, but they were betting at NFL facility, whether that was the locker room, the
or somewhere.
Team plane, the team hotel, wherever. That is against the rules.
Man.
Good on your own time.
It just boggles the mind. I don't know if they get to do if they have to do the same human resources material that I have to do and everyone at NFL Network who's a full-time employee has to do. I mean, it is all laid out for you. You got to watch these videos. You got to see it. It's just right there. It's just right there. And I'll just say this. If there's anybody out there who's like, well, the NFL has relationships with betting partners, official gambling partners. If I'm not mistaken, the owners of the NFL voted to, in whatever states allow it, have sports books open in their stadiums, right? Didn't that just happen?
Yeah, I think some teams are going to have, you know, the lounge, the DraftKings lounge, and or what have you, whatever.
At the stadium.
At the stadium.
Where
yeah.
players are playing but not allowed to partake in that.
Correct.
But whoever is having those facilities open at their stadiums, they're allowed to reap the revenue from it. Mm-hmm. If anybody out there who thinks, how can the NFL do it? 3 words. Because they can. Because they can.
Why does anybody do anything?
Because they can. So,
yeah,
but the players themselves, and I, the last thing, there's many last things where serious, you know, life events can happen. At a facility or at a place, the last thing the NFL wants is anybody to think what you're seeing on the field is not on the up and up. What a disaster that would be. a complete unmitigated disaster. And so players will, hey, they I believe some of the apps and the sites and the partners are definitely looking for any NFL player to be on it, and they're coughing up that information in the league. Hey,
oh, 100%. That's how Calvin Ridley got found out in the first place. Yeah.
So it's just, hey, just don't do it. And the Lions are going to be without a significant player for a third of their season.
That's a big weapon, man. He was ready for a breakout.
I think he could still break out, but he's got to sit out first. Let's take a break right here. 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. What's more likely? Draft style still to come. But there's a huge story out of Pittsburgh that we're going to be, we've been all over this story since the very beginning involving the Steelers. I wouldn't miss this. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show right here live on the Roku channel and this radio station.
Well, listeners, in case you didn't get enough sports today, here's an ad break that'll tell you how to watch even more sports. YouTube is the new home of NFL Sunday Ticket. And if you sign up now, you'll get our lowest full season price of the year. Just go to youtube.com/Spotify offer to get $100 off NFL Sunday Ticket. Watch your favorite teams out-of-market Sunday afternoon games exclusively on YouTube and YouTube TV. All right, enough about sports. Go get more sports. Terms and embargoes apply. Offer ends June 6th. No refunds.
April is National Financial Literacy Month. What is financial literacy? It's applying different skills effectively, including managing your finances, budgeting, and saving. It just so happens the Cumulus Podcast Network has three great podcasts to help raise your financial IQ. Stacking Benjamins with Joe Saul-Sehy, Bankrate's 2023 Best Personal Finance Podcast.
What's one of life's biggest expenses that we can maybe talk about reducing?
Housing.
Is housing on the list? Buying a house is the number two expense of all these expenses. What's a way that we can reduce our housing expense?
Move from Seattle to Florida.
Wow, spoken like somebody with a little knowledge of that situation.
Afford anything with financial journalist Paula Pant.
You have many financial goals. You want to buy or pay off your house. You need to replace your car. You want to pay for a wedding, send your kids to college, travel the world, and one day retire. But how?
And Webby Award-winning Brown Ambition with Tiffany the Budgetnista Alice and personal finance expert Mandy Woodruff.
When I was crafting my resume in my career, I wasn't thinking about the job I had. I was always thinking, like, what's going to impress the person who has my next opportunity and make them want to have a conversation with me? And yeah, I think people are not thinking that far ahead.
That's why we'd be leaning into you, career coach.
So, as you look to improve your financial literacy, follow Stacking Benjamins, Afford Anything, and Brown Ambition. Wherever you listen.
You had an up night and a down night, right? He had an up day and a little bit of a down night because with you, Sixers and Clippers, talking about basketball, with him talking baseball. Your Red Sox had a good day.
They did.
Yoshida actually had his best day as a major leaguer.
He was in a big-time slump, too, so it was nice to see him get a couple hits and a couple RBI yesterday. That was nice.
Then the rest of the baseball night played out. Mookie Betts playing for the Los Angeles Dodgers now. Played shortstop because the Dodgers are in a bind. Trey Turner, adios. Now, you could sit here and say, well, he wanted to go. He wanted on the East Coast anyway. The Dodgers, everybody keeps telling me they wanted a reset this year. With their luxury tax, this is a reset year, which is why the Padres went nuts. Because they had an opportunity. They knew now would be the time if they load up, they could beat the Dodgers in this division, and they could go deep. Because the Dodgers are kind of resetting and reloading, saving their powder for Shohei Ohtani. We'll get to that in a second. But Trey Turner out, Gavin Lux in. Guess who gets hurt for the rest of the season right from the get-go? Gavin Lux, he's out. Who the hell is going to play shortstop? Let's try Mookie Betts on for size. Did you see his first handle at shortstop last night?
I did not.
I'll give you two choices. I gave the two choices to Chris earlier. Two choices. One, it was an easy double play ball that he booted.
Okay.
The other one, it was a double play ball that he's fielded as if he's been playing shortstop for 20 years, and an unassisted double play was the result. Which is your choice?
I'm going to go with the latter on that.
That is correct.
Man, I'm watching it right now. He even jump throwed off the bag to avoid the slide.
Like he's done it all the time. That's his first handle at shortstop. And you said you're spot on, Chris. I don't think you can say it even arguably or conditionally. He's the best athlete in Major League Baseball.
Certainly,
I believe it.
Certainly feels that way.
No, Ohtani might be 1A.
I don't know. Can Ohtani bowl a perfect game?
Well,
can Ohtani play hoops?
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I would assume that Ohtani.
How amazing is this guy? Now, you know, they've got James Outman.
He was hitting it out, man.
See, now his name could go both ways.
Last night.
Outman sounds like, you know, a place kicker whose name is Wide Right.
Blew it.
Chris, that's right. Blew it. Chris Blew It.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
A kicker's name is Blew It.
From Pitts.
Okay. So, man, don't make an out, man. Right?
No. He was
out, man. He hit it out, man.
Hitting it out.
A grand slam as the Dodgers beat the Cubs. And, you know, your Metsies took care of business.
Yeah. Polar Bear had nine.
They even won the game that Scherzer got kicked out.
Mm-hmm. Scherzer accepted his 10-game suspension.
Oh, I mean, what are you going to do?
What was that? Two starts he misses?
Maybe one.
Maybe
if you can move it in a way, it's possible two starts. Yeah, you can do it.
All right, well, hey, whatever. We'll load manage him until October, Rich.
But there's Mookie out there for the Dodgers, and then Xander Bogaerts. How's he doing as a Padre?
Get Chris started on this.
I know,
Rich.
Dude. He's I'm hurt, telling you,
my boy's hurt over there.
I miss him every single day. I tweeted it out as he hit an absolute bomb last night. They've played. We're an eighth of the way through the season, right? Mm-hmm. He's got five homers.
Mm-hmm.
And 12 RBIs, 15 mm-hmm. RBIs. He's on a pace for 40 and 120, and he's hitting 350.
Man, he's so damn good, and I'm so glad I don't have to be worn out by number two.
So good.
You know, in Boston. Although I do miss a Red Sox wearing number two because he's a Jeter fan. I do miss that.
Red Sox is wearing number two this year.
Who's that?
Justin Turner's wearing number two.
Oh, is it because he's a Jeter fan?
No. It was available.
So, you see that. And then the news, did you see? Well, it's not news. Our friend at ESPN, whose hair is perfect.
Scott Van Pelt?
No, Jeff Passan.
Oh.
Brock.
See, Passan said yesterday, the Angels going into yesterday's series-ending loss in the Bronx, they were 9-9. He said if the Angels aren't winning mm-hmm. middle of the season, they're going to look for the Ohtani trade to go. I'm telling you, this thing is the backdrop to the entire Major League Baseball season, is what will happen with Ohtani. And he said, Passan, that Ohtani wants to win. There's so many questions, like what does he want, right?
Nobody knows.
What does he want?
Yeah.
Does he want to pitch in a place where he's going to win every year, or does he want to just pitch and play in a place that's a wonderful area to play in or city to play in, and doesn't matter the winning and the losing. Doesn't matter to him. Just pay him what he's going to pay him. He just loves playing ball. And he's passing, pointed out, just look at what he did in that moment in the World Baseball Classic against his Major League Baseball teammate, Trout. And that's the guy. That's the guy. The Ohtani guy, living in the moment, pitching in that moment, and hitting expectations in the moment with everything on the line. That's the guy. Not the guy of just like, hey, I struck out 10 and I homered in front of 27,000 fans for a team that's hitting, you know, 500. But it's 70 degrees out, and I do love living in Southern California. And if, you know, they're going to pay me $600 million. I'll live there. You know?
I mean, it is nice here.
It is. I'm not saying that. And also, there isn't somebody on the radio barking about, what's the matter with the Angels pitching? There isn't. What's the matter with this guy's, you know, he's all by himself. Oh, well, honestly, there isn't. And, you know, I listen to sports talk radio all over the place. You got today, Clippers, well, Lakers, Dodgers, Clippers.
Angels.
Angels are, no, there might even be NFL draft talk, believe it or not. I'm serious. And I know we're talking in Southern California right now. Our audience is out there, you know. We're on ten, you know, we're on all across Southern California. Mm-hmm. We say hello to our first radio affiliate, 1090 here in Los Angeles.
The mighty.
Mightier.
Excuse me. The mightier 1090. And I apologize to if this offends anybody out there, but in our listening audience, and you can call us 844-204-RICH, number to dial. There's no, honestly, there is nobody that I hear of or see like is outraged at what's going on with the Angels here in Southern California. No. Trout and Ohtani, Rendon, you'd think that that's one third of a lineup that should put some wins on the board. Mm-hmm. And if Ohtani doesn't like it, according to Jeff Passan, he ain't going to be here, to use the Magic Johnson phrase, in Southern California.
And Chris and I were discussing this yesterday when we saw that report. They pretty much have to trade him, right, Chris? Because they can't let him walk for nothing.
You can't get nothing in return for a once-in-a-generation type player.
This, what would you say? Because we're now on the back end of April. And again, there is still a ton of baseball to be played. Don't forget, remember Joe Maddon? He was manager of the year. The Angels looked like they were playing as well as they've played here in the Ohtani Trout era. And then all of a sudden, did they lose like 13 games in a row? And then Madden's gone.
That's a lot. Yeah, 13 or 14.
It was crazy.
And he's gone.
He's out.
But as you and I and everybody are talking right now, let me get this straight. The Los Angeles Angels are 9-10, just 3.5 games behind the Rangers, who are the only team above 500 in the AL West. But I believe everybody believes the Astros are just beginning to catch their breath with no Altuve. He'll come back, and Astros will be the Astros. And the Rangers are a team that spending well enough, and then Bruce Bochy gets hired. And look at this team now. They're winning 2 out of every 3 baseball games. And the Angels, if you're Ohtani, you're sitting there saying, what the hell? What Passan had to say. So what do you think? Memorial Day? Got to see something by
deadline?
Memorial Day? No, the deadline is as you know, is in the summertime.
July 1st.
But these trades just can't come together.
Yeah, they can.
Really?
Yeah. Because Ohtani, it's really simple. You just look at the top 100 MLB prospects. And you see which team has the most.
And
you
say, I'll take
all of those. Oh. So, like, TJ, you want him on
the
Mets.
That's negotiation.
You want him on the Mets, you got to give up Frankie Alvarez, who's number one. You got to give up Brett Beatty.
Come on now.
What do you mean? You're getting Ohtani. You got to give up, your number two prospect at catcher is Kevin Parada. Let's go down to the top 100. Let's see. You got any more in the top 100?
Well, see, that's why
you
I was hoping.
Got Alex Ramirez, who's at 88.
Who are the Yankees? Screw
all four
Screw
of those guys are gone.
Excuse me. What's the name of this show?
Feller, what is it?
It's all right.
All right. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
All right, so Yankees. You got to give up Volpe.
Really?
Yeah.
He's in the majors now.
So what? I mean, you haven't played because I know the Angels just called up their top prospect, who's also a shortstop. One of those guys moves to second base. You got to get up Jason Dominguez, one of the best young power hitters. He's in Double A right now. Oswaldo
Peraza,
he's got to go.
He just got called up.
So you only got three in the top 100. So
see, that's why I'm hoping
Pickens.
That's why I'm hoping the Angels are at least competitive throughout this year. That way, they won't trade him, and then we can just sign him in the offseason.
You just go down the list. Who's got the most, and then you're in the Ohtani hunt for the trade deadline. This is a trade for Ohtani would blow Herschel Walker trade out of the water.
Well,
remember,
part of the Herschel Walker trade was the result of that trade, which was 3 Super Bowls. So,
their draft picks and players. I mean, you're talking like this is a 10 for 1 deal.
9-10 as we're talking right here. Passan said if they're not winning, out the door.
Come on, Angels, win some games.
win some games.
So you're rooting for him to stay? Because
no, I'm rooting for them to do well, at least to be
competitive. Then he won't leave.
He might still go.
Why?
I don't know.
If they do well, and by the way, him staying here, as much as I'd love for him to go to the Yankees, you'd love him to go to the Mets, you'd love him to go to the Red Sox.
Of course.
And there are tons of people in this town that everyone's talking about because it's the Dodgers.
Yeah, of course.
There are folks in San Diego who think, well, we'll make room for Otani.
Everybody
wants this
guy.
There's still more
man.
Money in the whatever, despite that, whatever, you know, to Tatis yeah. and whatever Soto's going to cost and what they've paid Bogarts and what they've paid
Machado,
that there's still money left in the Padres banana stand, to use the pop culture phrase, you know.
The banana set?
Yeah, that's a little arrested development. The Giants,
it's always money in the
who banana. Missed out on everybody this past spring and winter. The Giants, as much, or
Mariners,
Cubs, or whatever. Nate, it would be best for him to stay with the Angels and the Angels to be good with him and Trout. And I would love for a freeway series to actually mean something. And this is not a little bouquet to the mightier 1090 fans who might have pissed off here. It's the truth. It's the truth. Let him be the guy who will light the halo. That would be great.
Is that a thing?
And if he does, and if the Angels win, as you're saying, because you want him to leave anyway and it doesn't cost you anything because the Angels won't have to feel forced to trade him, mm-hmm. he might just stay. Because who the hell knows?
Conspiracy theories. Paranormal. UFOs.
In the 1960s, the United States and the Soviet Union started developing directed energy microwave devices. And even to this day, the United States government is still continuing its research into high-power microwaves. It is nothing compared to what China is doing.
Theories of the Third Kind on YouTube or wherever you listen.